Welcome back to News Desk on Scariff Bay Community Radio, bringing you weekly updates of news and events from around East Clare and a selection of music on Saturday the 6th of April 2024. The Raheen Wood National School are having a concert featuring the Hammond Singers singing Leonard Cohen songs. The support act is Cabaret Card, and special guests on this Saturday is in the Fecal Community Hall. Doors will open at 7pm for an 8pm start and everyone is welcome. Mount Shannon Community Market returns this Sunday from 11am to 3pm, with new faces selling their wares as well as all your old favourites. Do come along and support local businesses and they look forward to seeing you. Autism Assistant Dogs Ireland are inviting people to walk or run 80 kilometres or do 14 swims in April to help change the world for children with autism, to support them and their families across Ireland who need your help. Sign up on their Facebook page and get a free t-shirt. Visit the website autismassistantdogsireland.ie. In becoming an assistant, an autism hero, you will help to open the application process for 2024 and enable more than 45 more children with autism and their families to get a life-transforming autism assistance dog. White Gitche are having a fundraiser in association with Limerick Suicide Watch in memory of Michael Hines. The teams represented are White Gitche GAA, Clare GAA, Scariff Community College and University of Limerick GAA. It will take place in the White Gitche GAA grounds this Sunday at 4pm. Refreshments will be served after the games in the clubhouse. All proceeds to the Limerick Suicide Watch, and their website is limericksuicidewatch.ie for all information on this essential service. And here are just three useful numbers to remember. The Samaritan's Limerick number is 061-412-111, or just call 116123. And Pieta House is 1800-247-247. So all are welcome on Sunday next to White Gitche Hall. Wild Food Walk and Talk will take place at the Slievachty Centre tomorrow, Sunday the 7th, from 10am to 1pm. Learn how to identify, harvest and safely use wild plants that grow in our gardens and hedgerows. This is suitable for beginners and non-beginners. Contact Alwyn by email. It's talmhutalmu with alwyn@gmail.com, or you can phone Alwyn on 087-904-7553. Tickets can be got on theticketailor.com/events/foraging and yoga with Alwyn. Tomb Granny Hair Festival is continuing this Sunday. Tonight, Saturday, there'll be a gala concert in St. Joseph's Church in Tomb Granny starting at 8pm, featuring all the workshop tutors and many other artists. Entry is €10 at the door. On Sunday, there will be a harp ensemble workshop held at St. Cronin's Church at 11am, followed by a recital performance of the ensemble piece at 1pm. The recital is free and all are welcome. Visit the website tomgrannyharpfestival.ie for all information, and all are welcome to come and enjoy the great music on offer. Group guitar classes for children 15 years and under will take place in the Scariff GAA Hall on Thursdays from 7pm to 7:45, starting on Thursday the 11th of April. It's a 10-week course for a once-off payment of €100 or a weekly payment of €15 per lesson. For information, see the website jimking97@hotmail.com. Dogs Trust Ireland are inviting people to walk 99 kilometres for canines this April. Join them to fundraise to help rescue and rehome abandoned dogs and puppies all across Ireland. After COVID, many dogs were left abandoned, and so there are a huge amount of dogs looking for loving homes. Sign up and get the t-shirt and visit the website dogstrustireland.ie. East Clare Community Co-op Scariff will be holding a Citizens Information Monthly Clinic beginning on Tuesday the 9th of April from 10am to 12:30pm and also on from 2 to 4pm. The Clare Walks Limited will be having their next Ramblers Guided Walk next Thursday the 11th in Ballyruan. It will start at the church and will follow the Ballyruan Looped Walk for most of the way, which is a mix of road and forestry track. There are a few inclines for the first 3.5 kilometres. The full loop is 8.5 kilometres, and if you'd like to join them, please send a text or WhatsApp to Arlene White on 086 358 6293. The walks are free, with an optional donation which goes towards the future maintenance of the East Clare Way and the Mid Clare walking routes. Slievochta Drama Group succeeded in getting through to the All-Ireland Drama Festival confined finals in Montmellick and will be performing there on Saturday the 20th of April. They'll be having two preview shows as a fundraiser for Raheen Hospital and for the Slievochta Drama Group themselves, and they'll be on Friday next the 12th and Saturday the 13th in the Mount Shannon Hall. Doors open at 7:15 and curtain at 8 p.m. Tickets €10 can be purchased at the door. Your support will be appreciated. This will be a wonderful night's entertainment from a very talented group of actors. And congratulations to the director also, Shane Kelly, and his stage crew that put so much effort into getting them to the All-Ireland Finals. East Clare Community Co-op are currently enrolling for their upcoming stained glass course. It will commence on Thursday the 11th of April for 6 weeks until May the 16th from 9:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. And for more information, contact Claire Carl on 087 238 9521. 65 Roses Day fundraiser for cystic fibrosis will take place on Friday next, the 12th of April, and they will be looking for volunteers to help them on the day by sitting at a table and selling the purple roses for a few hours from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. or from 2 to 7 p.m. and in your local Dunn stores. If you wish to volunteer to help in a location other than those listed, please call them on 01 4962 433, or you can email fundraising@cfireland.ie. The website is cfireland.ie/65 Roses Day. The East Clare Community Co-op are looking to recruit a manager. To request a full job description and online application form, please email your request to eastclarecoop@gmail.com before the closing date of Friday next the 12th at 5 p.m. The Country Store Bakery and Cafe are looking for, that's in Broadford, are looking for a part-time cook 3 days a week and also a part-time weekend deli assistant. Please send your CV to Karen by email to countrystorebroadford@gmail.com. Family Constellations Workshop will take place in Kilkishan next Saturday the 13th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. The price is €80 and concession prices are available also. This is a powerful modality that can help address blocks in your life and move you closer towards the life you long to lead. For more information and to register, email open.heart.field@gmail.com or phone 085 195 4566. Jigsaw, the organisation that helps support young people with their mental health, is inviting people to team up with their family, clubs, schools, colleges or workplaces for their 10-kilometre Colours Climb, which is backed by Gale Force Events. It's on Sunday the 14th of April at the Kippur Hill in County Wicklow. It's not just a fantastic group hike, but also a crucial fundraiser for this charity. You can take the walk anywhere in your own community. It is known that good relationships are important for our happiness and mental health. So take on the challenge and explore the Irish countryside. Visit the website jigsaw.ie for all information. The annual tractor run around the shores of Loch Rainy will take place on Sunday the 14th of April with registration at Canny's Bar from 11 a.m. It includes trucks, vintage cars and motorbikes too, and supports a different nominated charity each year. This year, the charity's Bumbleins Children's Ambulance Service, which provides a dedicated ambulance service for children. There will be a food truck on site, raffle prizes and an auction also. The entertainment afterwards will be provided by DJ Tubbs. Donations can be made on the iDonate page for Killinane Tractor Run, and all support will be very welcome. Portumna Players Drama Group will present It's the Real McCoy by Tommy Marin on Thursday the 11th, Friday the 12th and Sunday the 14th and also Friday the 19th of April at 8:30 p.m. sharp in the Portumna Town Hall. Tickets will be on sale at the door for €10 and all are welcome. 2024 is a special year of commemoration for the RNLI as the charity celebrates its bicentenary, and Loch Derg RNLI marks 20 years of lifeboat service on the lake. For the 2024 fundraiser Lap the Lake, cyclists may again choose between a 120-kilometre route or a shorter 65-kilometre one. Whichever route participants choose, they will have the opportunity to delight in the outstanding beauty of the lake and the River Shannon. Rider safety and well-being is a priority, with first aid providers, outriders, marshals and bike maintenance stops along the route, as well as comfort and refreshment stations. The RNLI is a search and rescue charity, reliant on the support of the public to continue its life-saving work. Fundraising events such as Lap the Lake, RNLI Loch Derg Charity Cycle 2024, enables the charity to provide the best safety kit and training for volunteer crews, and to build and develop lifeboats capabilities, and to deliver its international drowning prevention programmes. To register for the event, visit the website eventbrite.co.uk RNLI Loch Derg Charity Cycle 2024 Lap the Lake tickets. And for information on the RNLI, please visit the website rnli.org. Cunis Wellness Centre in Feakil is a wide range of therapies to support your health and well-being. There's an introduction to homeopathy on the 17th of April. You can learn with Tanya how homeopathy works, how remedies are made, how to take them, and what to use for common ailments and injuries for 20 euro. Booking is essential for all on offer. The website is cuniscentre.com. They are a not-profit organisation who offer a very good value for their therapies. Scariff Rugby Football Club are hosting a poker night on Friday the 19th of April in McNamara's Bar Scariff. Register before 9 p.m. for free entry. Admission is €20 and there'll be spot prizes and refreshments available on the night. The Irish Seed Savers in Scariff is thrilled to announce the launch of a series of orchard workshops. These full-day workshops are designed to equip participants with the knowledge and skills necessary to cultivate thriving orchards, ensuring the preservation of Ireland's unique fruit varieties for generations to come. Bench grafting will take place on Saturday the 20th of April, and visit the website irishseedsavers.ie to register and for more information. Join Sarah Kate Cush for a special day of wellness in a beautiful, peaceful setting overlooking Loch Derg. Take a day out for yourself and reset, connect with others and feel good. It will be based at the Killaloe Sailing Club at the 2 Mile Gate. It will take place on Saturday, next the 13th, from 10:15 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. at a cost of €75 for the day. And to register, visit the website skyogaonline.com. And this is a full day and includes yoga, a delicious lunch and a 10-kilometre hike up Moylossa and treats along the way. There's plenty of parking out on site and the clubhouse has changing and showering facilities. But please bring your own mat, as this is important. The lunch will be vegan, vegetarian friendly, but please contact Sarah by email, sarahkatecush@gmail.com, with your specific dietary need requirements after you've purchased your tickets. And this event will go ahead if it rains, so please note that there is a 48-hour cancellation policy applies. O'Brien's Bridge community were delighted that they were successful in getting a grant of €19,511 for the second phase of improving their looped walk. They thanked Councillor Tony O'Brien, Arlene White of Tourism East Clare and Darren Carl from Clare County Council, as well as their local walkway group, for enabling them to receive this grant. Weather depending work on the walkway will commence shortly. Mount Shannon Arts Committee are delighted to announce that the chosen artist for their latest commission is Lynn Kirkham. Lynn is a truly special artist, and they feel extremely blessed that one of her creations will become part of the Mount Shannon Arts Trail. She will be assisted by local Mark Wilson with his incredible blacksmithing skills and knowledge, and they will be creating a steel sculpture of the Sea Eagle, which they hope to erect near the harbour later this year. The website is mountshannonarts.ie for all information. Ballina Killaloe Connect Cafe is a free supportive space for people living with or who are affected by dementia and Alzheimer's, and any person with cognitive impairment, their family and friends. It covers East Clare, parts of North Tipperary and East Limerick. It is hosted by Cafe Coordinator Afric Devan, and it will be on the last Tuesday of every month from 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. The next date will be April the 30th. Any family member who is caring for a person with dementia should contact their local dementia advisor. There is a dementia advisor now in every county. The news is sponsored by Leona Nails and Brow Bar in Scariff. That's all the news for this week. News was compiled and read by myself, Ursula Hogan. Stay tuned for the weather forecast read to you by Jim Collins. Thank you for listening and take care.
The weather forecast on Scariff Bay Community Radio is brought to you by Paddy Punch Engineering of Saturday. Storm Kathleen will bring very strong and gusty southerly winds to all areas today, with severe and damaging gusts in the south and west during the morning and afternoon. Showers will move northeast across the country during the day, with highs of 12 to 15 degrees. Clear spells and scattered heavy showers tonight. It'll be very windy, with lows of 6 to 8 degrees. Bright and blustery tomorrow Sunday, with sunny spells and scattered showers, some of them heavy, and there will be highs of 10 to 13 degrees. Showers dying out on Sunday night as winds gradually weaken. Some clear spells will develop for a time, but cloud will increase overnight and rain will push in over the southern counties before dawn, and we'll have lows of 4 to 7 degrees. It'll be cooler on Monday and cloudy, with outbreaks of rain heavy at times, with the potential for some spot flooding. Afternoon highs of 6 to 11 degrees. And current indications suggest a breezy day Tuesday, with sunny spells and scattered showers. Top temperatures 8 to 11 degrees. And that's the forecast. The weather forecast on Scariff Bay Community Radio is brought to you by Paddy Punch Engineering of Scariff.